Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here, King Jew 23 July Podcast. We're here on a great Wednesday morning here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a little cloudy, but guess what? Y'all is still here, man. Y'all woke me up this morning with my right mind. That's right. Today's topic, bottomless pit. I'm going to explain that in a moment. Yes, sir. I'm gonna tell you some real shit, man. We have to start calling out BS when we see it. And I see a lot of BS going on right now. Welcome here, King Judah 23. I'm on IG, KINGJUDAH23, all in one word. I'm also on YouTube at King Judah 2023, KINGJUDAH2023, and also on Facebook at JUDAHLYFB Judah Life on Facebook. I'm also going to be on Twitch. I'll give you some more details in a little bit on that. I will be on Twitch as well. Planning to do some weekend shows, Saturday and Sunday morning shows, on top of the Sunday scripture show that we're going to. What we're gonna have on the scriptures on Sundays, I believe. But anyway, wanted to talk to you about, because I'm gonna tell you something, man. Yah is really speaking to me, man. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why I say that, man. There's been a lot of things I've been running across on social media. There's a lot of stuff I've been running across. On my phones and stuff like that, across all different platforms. And as soon as I'll see it, I'll go listen to a podcast, and they'll talk about the same thing that same day. Yah is really speaking to us right now. Yah is really speaking to us, because I don't know if you know this or not, there was a big earthquake in Turkey and Syria, okay? I meant to talk about this on my last episode, but to be honest with you, I didn't really have enough time on the schedule to do so. But to be real with you, man, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Guys, Yah is coming, and I'm gonna tell you this: you better get your slate clean, man. I spoke to a couple people that they came by my house to install some Wi-Fi, and I really wasn't happy with the Wi-Fi. I may go back to my old provider, but we'll move on from that. And guy talking about he got surgery coming up in the next couple of weeks. And I was talking about my wife, you know, how she passed away and stuff like that. And everybody sit up there. And then let me say this right here. People always sit up talking about, man, that's so sad, man, that they passed away. Guys, we all gonna have to leave up out of here, man. That's what people fail to fucking realize, man. That's what people fail to realize. They fail to realize that we all gonna have to leave this bitch eventually. No matter how much you party, no matter how much you think it's all about you, no matter how much you love these idolaters, no matter how much you love these celebrities, we all gonna have to leave this place eventually. But guess what? When Yah tells you, what have you done? Are you gonna say, yeah, I made some mistakes, but you know what? I corrected it, and I sought you. Yes, I wasn't perfect. Yes, I did some things that I'm not very proud of. Yes, I fall short of you every single day, but I always try to honor you. Or are you gonna say, man, I did what I wanted to do. I disobeyed you every single day. Because you gotta tell the truth, man. I'm telling you, you're going to have to tell the truth. You're going to be just like this. Hey, I was disobedient. I was disrespectful. I disrespected others. I disrespected you. And I didn't care. What do you think y'all going to do with you? What do you think the Most High going to do with you, man? So I told that gentleman who came by my house for the service, the Most High had to be with you, man. If he's not with you, he's not with you. If he's with you, he's with you. We got to stop worrying about things, man. I got some things going on right now. They're small little minor things, but no, it doesn't matter. They're small or they're big. I got some things going on right now, but Yah is with me, man. Yah is telling us, hey, man, don't worry about that. I got you. Don't worry about that bill. I got you. Don't worry about this. I got you. Stop worrying all the damn time. This is the problem that we have as a society. This is not about all about races. This is not about black or white or green or blue or Chinese or Japanese or Korean. It doesn't matter who you are. If Yah's not with you, he's not with you, man. That's just facts. That's just damn facts. But anyway, I was going through my reels, and I was talking about life in the water. It's life in the air. And a listener of mine, he texted me some stuff, and also I watched some other stuff on YouTube, and everything I was saying, it was coming to pass. And I'm telling you, Yah is speaking, man. Yah is definitely speaking to us right now. Yah is coming to us and saying, hey, you guys better get it right, man, because I'm about to show you some things that's going to blow you away. Do you think Syria and Turkey, you think that's really something? Shout out to people out there in Turkey. Shout out to people out there in Syria. But that's nothing. Wait till America gets it. Wait till New York City gets it. Wait till Atlanta gets it. Wait till LA gets it. Wait till Philadelphia gets it. Wait till Charlotte, North Carolina gets it. Wait till Orlando, Florida, and Tampa, Florida, and Texas, and all these other places. Wait till that happens here. Because Yah is, if you really think that Yah is really happy with this country in particular, all the stuff that we have done, all the raping, all the pillaging, all the stealing that we have done in these foreign nations, if you think that he's happy with that, you got another thing coming. It kills me when I hate to say this, man, because I got family members that served in the military, but it kills me when I hear people say, I served my country so you can have the freedom. There is no damn freedoms here, man. You are a fucking slave. You serve the 3%ers, man. You serve the damn 3%ers. Even David Strait, if you don't know who he is, you didn't look him up on YouTube. Excuse me, hold on one moment. I'm living in lime water, good. Anyway, if you don't know who he is, you need to look him up on YouTube. But David Strait said this: I have cured a lot of soldiers by asking him this. Who did you really serve? Did you serve freedom or did you serve the 3%ers? And when they finally admit and say, I serve the 3%ers, all the depression, all the anger, all the hostility, all that went away. See, we have to talk about these things, man, because, see, we sit up here, we bullshit, we play games, and we think life is so damn funny, hee-hee-ha-ha, it's so funny, it's so this, so that, and I'm telling you guys, you better understand what you are doing. You better go and apologize. I don't give a damn if that person won't answer the damn phone. If you send them a damn text message, send them an email, send them a DM, tag them on Facebook, tag them on Instagram, tag them on TikTok, and tell them that you are sorry. We better start cleaning our plates now because Yah is coming. Yah is showing himself right now. And I go back to my point. There is life in this water. There's life in the water. I'm going to keep saying that. And I've been on this for a while, man, because the Most High has really been speaking to me on this, man. There's life in the water. There's life in the air, man. I'm just telling you some real stuff, man. About a month ago, I'm about to fuck your heads up with this one. Before I went to go pick up my son from school, I heard a bunch of, outside. And I looked out and I didn't see nothing. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on here? And the moment I stepped outside to go get in my car, you should have saw all these flocks of birds. I mean, all these birds just start. They got, it was all in one group, and they just flew in a whole other direction. And I said to myself, I said, man, the birds were trying to send a message. That's evil. Because I'm telling you, man, birds have a spirit about them. They sense danger, man. Dogs have a sense about them. They sense danger. I saw, we're talking about creatures and stuff like that. I saw a dog on YouTube. And this is so funny. He was howling horribly. I mean, he was howling like 5, 6, 7 straight minutes. That's all he was doing, howling. And the next thing happened was a damn earthquake. Do you? I'm trying to tell people something, man. Get your head out of Beyonce's ass. Get your head out of Gorilla's ass. Get your head out of your guy's ass. Get your head out of these celebrities behind. Don't you sense what's really going on? The dog was howling for 5 or 6 straight minutes, and the next thing you knew, it was a damn earthquake that came. The Most High speaks to animals, man. The Most High speaks to fishes. The Most High speaks to deers. The Most High speaks to animals, man. Period. Every animal on this planet, okay? Every animal on this, I'm gonna say this again. Every animal on this planet serves a purpose. I don't give a damn if it's a rat. I don't give a damn if it's a pigeon. I don't give a damn if it's a hamster. I don't give a damn if it's a roach. They all serve a purpose. Why do you think that saying said, when the world ends, the roaches will still be here? Because they still serve a purpose. We have to understand that stuff, man. That's real shit, man. That's just real. That's real. I'm telling you. I don't know why y'all has really been on me about there's life in the water. There's life in the water. There's life. I just keep hearing that in my head. There's life in that water. There's life in the air. There's life in the air. There's life in the air. There's life in the water. I don't know why he keeps talking to me like this, but there's a reason why. People go to the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Jamaica and the Caribbean and the Bahamas, and they just go in the water. Let me splash, splash. You see that? Take a picture of that. You are disrespecting the Most High when you go into His water half cocked. And this is the reason why I know the Most High people are Negro men, women, and children. Look at, okay. Black people are hesitant to get in water. And I used to be like, why are we so hesitant to get in the water? Why are we so hesitant to really fuck with the water, fuck with the fishes and shit like that? But white people and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Jamaicans, and we know that Jamaicans are Negro as well, but we'll move on. Why are these people just going to water in Hawaii? They just go in the water, just splash, yeah, ha ha ha, you saw that, yeah, I saw, yeah, and they're just so open with it. But the Negro man, woman, and child, they're so hesitant because we respect life, man. I there are real mermaids out here. See, we're gonna talk today, man. And see, I was gonna play a little music break, but we may have to say cancel the music break because we're still gonna talk about the bottomless pit. But I'm gonna tell you the reason why I said the bottomless pit. But my thing is that I believe there's mermaids out there. Now, if you would have came to me 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have told you, man, get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit. Ain't no such thing as no damn mermaid. That's some Disney shit. And I would have clowned you for doing that. But now, at my age now, At my age now, within in the next what 20 something days, I'll be 40 years old. And the closer I get to 40, the closer I'm getting to y'all. I'm telling you, man. Y'all not gonna give you this at 25, 26. You're gonna laugh at that shit. You're gonna be like, man, what is this dude, man? Who is this guy? What's this? This is hilarious. This is laughable. Because all you thinking about is chicks. All you thinking about is getting high, getting drunk, having a good time. And only thing you thinking about, you're not thinking about anything else, man. Come on, we're gonna talk today, man. We have to keep it real. We're keeping it real here in the Judah Life Podcast, man. They are real life mermaids, man. You think Disney put that shit out there? Or just say, oh yeah, you know what, it was just fake. Yeah. Man, these people put the shit in your face and you don't even damn know it. There's real life mermaids out here, man. And they're gonna be and they black. Come on. There's real life mermaids, man. Those slaves that they came from the trade land slave trade in the ships when they jumped or they got thrown over the boat into the water. Do you think all of them died? Do you think all of them drowned? No, hell no. Some of them su survived because Yah was with them. Yah may have put a current and carried their ass to another island somewhere. Y'all may have may had a setup where the people will be set up with a good life somewhere else besides where they were going. Not every slave that got thrown over the ship, not every slave that ran and jumped in that water, that not all of them drowned. Some actually survived. I'm trying to tell you some real shit, man. Everybody talking about, well, don't be surprised if the mermaid's black because we, all the people got drowned. Man, not everybody drowned. Yah is gonna have to be with you, man. The man, the Yah said in his word, what how you come in is how you should come out. What the most Negro men, women, and children came? They came through a boat. We're gonna have to lead this bitch through a boat. I'm telling you, if Yah not with you, if you don't respect life in the water, you are gonna be ate up, man. Your passport is not going to matter.
Oh, shit! I would shit get real in America. I just get my passport and we can go to another country.
Do you think Satan's gonna make that shit easy, man? If that fucking easy, let's just pre-plan now, right? Would that make sense to plan now? Would that make sense? Right? If it's that damn easy, let's pre-plan now. Well, guess what? As soon as we hear this, and this, and this, that's the cue for us to get our passport and go take our kids and get the fuck up out of here, man. Oh, we're gonna delete all accounts. We're gonna delete everything like that. We're gonna leave our social media. We're gonna do everything. Do you think Satan's gonna make it that easy? He's gonna close these airports, man. He's gonna close these borders. That's what Satan does. I saw something on Cuba. It was a bunch of Cubans that came to the Florida coast. That crazy ass ride that they had to make. You don't think y'all was with them? I'm trying to tell you something because I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I think Cuba's a beautiful country, but it's very oppressed. So I get why the people are leaving there. I get why they're leaving there because there's not much you can live on in Cuba. I get it. Trust me, I understand it fully. But let's just keep it all the way funky, man. Can we keep it funky today? Can we keep it all the way real? Can we really be real with ourselves? Can we really do that? When they took that ride from Cuba and came here to the Florida Keys, Yah had to be with them because there's a lot of Cubans that didn't fucking make it. in the past. There's a lot of people that came from Argentina and came from South America and they came from boat that didn't fucking make it, man. There's a lot of Mexicans that came through boats that didn't fucking make it, man. Because y'all wasn't with them. I'm just going to say, that's all I got to say about that. That's all I got to say. I'm telling you. There's, even in the air. I used to think the UFOs was a hoax. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Y'all has not revealed that to me, that part to me yet. But I'm going to be honest with you, dog. I don't fucking know. That we know that the Most High didn't just create human beings. We know that. We know y'all created all. Do you know there's so many planets you can't even fucking count? Let me talk about these Saturn, Pluto, Mars. Man, come on. That's man talking. That's just man talking. There's so many damn planets out here. It's retarded. And I know when people hear that, they say, man, what is that man on? That man smoking some good stuff. And man, I need to get some of the stuff he getting. I know, because everything's funny to motherfuckers, man. Everything's so damn funny. Everything hee-hee-ha-ha funny. It's so funny. Man, I tickle myself. There is life in the air, man. And y'all gonna reveal. He's gonna reveal it. I already know he's gonna reveal it. Because guess what? The moment I talk about it, guess what? I see it in my threads. The moment I talk about it, somebody else is talking about it, and they bring it to me. The moment I talk about it, the energy from me, that conversation that I have with you guys, that comes right back in the y'all shows right to me. Here it goes, right here, boom. What? You have to have an energy about yourself. You have to have a spirituality about yourself. You can't just talk, well, you know, hey, Jesus. First of all, we know that's not his real name, but Jesus, if you get me out of this one, I will never do it again. There's no energy in that. Most high, I'm looking at you like you're a fucking idiot. Man, get this jackass out of my face. Get this asshole away from me. He ain't serious. But when you speak with the way I'm speaking, y'all, okay. You know what? That brother make me. He's going places. He ain't there yet. But he ain't going places. Let me throw this in the air to him. Boom! There you go. That's all I gotta say, man. Anyway, today's show is Bottomless Pit. That's right, Bottomless Pit. We're gonna talk about and I know that it's going to hit home with a lot of you females, but we have to be honest here. We have to go to Proverbs 27 through 35 today, okay? And I'm going to be honest with you, and this is mostly going to be the black woman, hopeful woman, and I'm going to drink a little water. I'm so tired of hearing on these podcasts women complaining about why most men are no good, why most men ain't this, why most men ain't that. And we have to start talking about the bottomless pit, the loose woman, okay? And that's what we're going to talk about today. I see a lot of competition between man and woman today, okay? And let me say this. The Most High made us different from you guys for a reason. We can have, well, okay, let me also say this right here, too. All this having multiple partners, well, if men can do it, why can't we do it? I'm going to say this, all right? And I'll get to that, I'll answer that question for you. The Most High said in his word that the man can have multiple lives if he can take care of them, okay? If you don't have a pot to piss in or wind to throw it out of, what the fuck are you having two or three wives for? Hell, you can't even satisfy one. You're going to disappoint three women? You're going to disappoint another woman? So I say this here. If you can't take care of that woman, you should not have multiple wives. If you can't take care of her needs and her wants and her desire, you should not be able to have multiple wives. Okay? Hell, if you can't even take care of yourself, you don't need to have no woman, period, in your life. Okay, so I'm gonna put that out in the air, so people won't continue to argue over and over and over and over and over that. So going to the woman, why I can't have multiple partners? Because the Most High didn't create you to have multiple partners. The Most High created you to be a nurturer, to be a giver of life. Okay, and we're gonna speak on Proverbs 27 through 35, and this is the reason why I see a lot of black women today going to sorcery. We're gonna talk today, man, because we have to talk real today. Okay, now I know there's whores of all ethnicities. Okay, but I'm gonna say this right here. All right. We know there are loose white women. We know there's loose Latino women. We know there's loose Asian women. We know that. But one thing I can really say, when it's time to settle down, no mother gonna settle down. Now they may cheat on the low, and they may be very, 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 very good at it. But trust me, they're not gonna ruin their happy home. They're not gonna ruin what they got at home for no side dick, period. If push comes to shove, they'll get rid of that motherfucker. Because as long as that husband is providing for them, they ain't got to pay no bills. They ain't got to go work no damn where. All they got to do is take care of the kids and take care of home. They will play their role. Black women is a whole nother realm. And we're going to have to talk about this today, man. Because 80% of black women today are not married. There is a reason for that. Again, there's an energy, there's a spirit into that. Into that those numbers. Why is 80% of our women, the Negro woman who is the mother of giving life into this place we call Earth? We know that the black woman was the original woman. We know that there was no white Mary, no Latino Mary, nothing like that. We know that the black woman was the founding mother of life, okay? We understand and we know this. Why is 80% of black women not married? Because they are a whore and it's a bottomless pit. All this, man, shoot. I can't be with that lame. He's too nice to me. See, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Most women in their prime years, and I'm saying this, right? I'm going to say around their prime years, between the ages of 18 to 30. We're going to say 18 to 30. That's your prime years, okay, as a woman. Why do most women in their prime years waste their life and waste their good pussy? We keep it real here. Why do they give up their good? Why do they give up their prime years to a man that's not going to do nothing for them? Because there's something in that man that they like. We have to keep it real here, right? Most women in their prime years between 18 and 30, they have ran across one or two good men that would treat them like queens, that will do anything for them, but they figure they are not exciting enough. They don't do it for them. Why? Because they want to be dogged. We're going to have to keep it 100 today, man. We keep it 100 here at Jewel Life Podcast. And I know women are going to be like, oh, no, they ain't. I had to depart from him. Okay, this is why we have to go to the Word. See, when I say that, oh, man, I can't read that white man's book, but you give me a book that was written, you give me a Scientology book that was written by a white man, a Jewish man, who is not the real Jew, because Ish is like, is that the real thing, but you give me a book that's written by him, but you won't even listen to what the Most High has to say. This is why a lot of black women go into sorcery, because it's more comfortable for them. See, they don't have to face that word. They can run away from the world, or the word. It's a running track meet. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Run, run, run. Let me go to sorcery. Let me go to Egyptology, because it's more comfortable for me. I can dictate what I believe in. See, I don't want to have to read Yah's word. I don't want to have to read what the Most High has to say about me, because I don't like what he has to say. But I can go to Egyptology. They're not going to mention my virtue. See, it's a comfortable issue. And it's the same thing that's going on in these Christian churches. Come on, we're going to talk today. How many pastors are going to talk to you about Proverbs 27:28? Not too many, because most of the people who give out offerings is what? A woman. This is why the Most High said when he comes for the idolaters, and that is your pastors, that is your deacons, that is your bishops, and that's your celebrities. Because they have given you comfortability instead of reading the word and telling you what's up. Okay? Let's go read Proverbs 27 first. A whore. Okay? Again, we're gonna read it again. A whore is a bottomless pit. Come on. We had to talk about this, man. A whore is a bottomless pit. A loose woman can get you in deep trouble fast. Come on. How many street wars have been over a woman? How many beefs in the street in the cities of Philadelphia and New York City and L.A. and Chicago and all these other behind a woman? Come on, we talk about this. This is real life we're talking about, man. How many people have lost their lives behind a whore? Many. A whore is a bottomless pit. A loose woman will get you in deep trouble fast. She will take you for all you got. She's worse than a pack of thieves. Okay, now, you hear all these women talking about, oh, girl, yeah, I took, he gave me $1,000. I'm taking for all his money. I'm gonna take him for all he got. Boom, right there. She spoke Proverbs 28 every time she's on Instagram. How many pastors are really talking to you like this? How many pastors are going to go into Proverbs 28 and tell a woman, if you're doing this, you are a bottomless pit. You are worse than a pack of thieves. How many pastors are going to say that? Not one. Because guess what? That offering plate is going to be what they preach about. They're going to preach about prosperity and loving one another and hug one another and forgive one another and bake each other cookies and do a kumbaya dance and hold hands and shake your ass and do it. They're going to tell you all that, but they won't tell you she'll take you for all you got. She's worse than a pack of thieves. Come on. This also, let me go to 29 here, because this speaks on a lot of people here. Okay, who are the people who are always crying the blues? Who do you know who reeks of self pity? Who keeps getting beat up for no reason at all? Whose eyes are blurry and bloodshot? Come on, how many people always try to play victim, but they always do the most bullshit? Come on, we're gonna talk, man. We're gonna talk. I hear women all the time. Oh, he ain't no good man. He did this. He left my kids. But how many of you women really gonna be honest and say, you know what? I didn't treat him very well. Every time he came home from work, you know, I always gave him some bullshit. Every time, every single time he tried to do something for me, I always shoot him off. Every time he tried to do this, I always do this. Every time he do that, I always try to do that. See, most women are not going to tell you that because here in America, especially here in America, in Europe, Europe, the UK, see, they kiss the woman's ass because they want a change. They want a shift. See, they want more masculine women. They want more feminized men. This is why you got that big buff ass nigga on YouTube shaking his ass like a bitch. This is America. But we're going back to 27 again. A whore is a bottomless pit. So when you keep sleeping with man after man after man after man after man, you are a bottomless pit. Look at the vagina. Come on. We have to talk about these things, man. The Most High is speaking in these scriptures. Fellas, have you ever hit a lady and then you go in her and you be like, man, this is loose. She's a bottomless pit because other men have been all up in her. That's what it means. A whore is a bottomless pit. Her vagina is a bottomless pit. There's no end to that because everybody's been in it. When you go up in a woman who's a virgin, it's tight, right? It's tight. It's wet. There's a connection there, right? Between you and her. It's a spiritual connection. There's an emotional connection.
It's a sexual connection. But when you go up with a woman and it's all loose and it feels all loose and stuff like that, there's no spiritual connection. That's why she's a bottomless pit. A loose woman can get you in deep trouble fast. How many times stick-up kids use a woman to lure their prey? Come on. We have to talk about these things. These things we got to talk about. We're not going to sit up here and talk about no damn Mickey Mouse. Come on. A whore is a bottomless pit. There's no spiritual connection there. But when you get with a woman and she kept her virtue, she may have a one or two. She may have, okay, at the most, maybe five. But she ain't sleeping with 20 and 30 and 50 motherfuckers. Come on, we're gonna keep it real here today. So when you and her have an emotional connection, first you should have an emotional connection to that woman. That's the first thing you should have. You should have a spiritual and emotional connection. Then when it gets to the physical, you guys are complete. But when you are with a whore, when you try to make a whore a housewife, and then you go up there, there's no connection. There's no connection because it's loose. It's loose. It's a bottomless pit. A loose woman will get you in trouble fast. I know this for sure. I know I dated quite a few nice looking chicks, and I had to end up arguing with a nigga, or I had to end up fighting a nigga because they get you in deep trouble fast. She'll take you for all you got. She's worse than a pack of thieves. How many times on Instagram you girls telling each other, yeah, I took her for $1,000. Yeah, you thought I was feeling you? That nigga gonna munch. See? She's worse than a pack of thieves. This is why they put Cardi B in your face. This is why they putting Megan Thee Stallion with her man looking ass in your face. Because Satan already knows if I could turn these women into men and I could turn these men into women, there's no spiritual connection. And guess what? I have them. I have their souls. Now I can open them up to more things. Okay, well, I already got your virtue. I already got your body parts, and I can get your soul. So this is why people like Cardi B can get these million-dollar deals. This is the reason why Megan Thee Stallion and the Gorillaz and the Ice Spice or whatever that chick name is, this is the reason why they can get the record deals, because they already have sold their bodies. Now they sold their souls. You see? See, if I can get you to think that being with 50 men and 60 men and that makes you a player and all this other stuff, you're a player now. You just like a man. See, if I can get you to do that, now I can open you up for other things. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that you should keep your virtue, that you should be selective when you choose your mate, that mate should be able to take care of you and all the other stuff. And all you see, what you want a man with swag. You want a man to have his pants half off his ass and talk to you in kind of way. Because that turns you on. Oh, yeah, girl, yeah, he put me in my place. No man should be able to talk to you like a fucking dog. I'm not saying that a man should not be authoritative. Yes, every man should have some type of authority when they speak to their woman. But to talk to you like an ass, like you don't mean shit in this world, that's a problem. That's a huge problem with it. That's a huge problem. How are you going to connect with Yah? How are you going to connect with Yahweh and you got somebody talking to you like a dog? This is why Satan is trying to do a shift. He's trying to make men into women and make women into men. Let's talk about these men here. What's that big ass, big buff ass nigga for? What's that nigga?
Groove, Gorilla Groove, whatever that nigga name is. I don't know what that nigga name is. He's a big buff ass nigga on Instagram and TikTok, and he goes around different restaurants and different places, and he gyrating. He got them little tight ass short shorts like a bitch. That man's a sissy. Now I don't give a damn how many muscles he has. I don't give a damn. He bucked to the kingdom come. That nigga is a sissy. No real man gonna dance like that. You dancing like a female. But people are intrigued with that. Why? Because most of them are Satanists. Most of them serve Satan. So they're comfortable with it. When I first looked at this brother, I said, man, this dude, something fruity about this guy. And the first thing I figured, I said, man, something fruity with this dude. This dude's kind of fruity. Satan is trying to do a change. And I'm going back to my black women again. I'm going back to my black women. There's a change, man, that he's trying to do. Why you think it's now it's black men versus black women? There's a beef there. There should be no beef. Y'all's children should be coming together. Y'all's children should be able to come together and say, hey, you know, we have a disagreement, you know, but I apologize. Hey, black man, we have a disagreement, but, you know, I want to apologize to you too. No, there's an internal war and you making Satan happy. Satan is happy as hell that the black man and the black woman beefing. Satan is happy as hell that y'all's chosen is not getting along. Again, we're gonna talk about bottomless pit. Because that's exactly what it is. That's what it is. It's a bottomless pit. Ain't no real man with substance. There's no real man that has a spirituality with Yah is gonna find you attractive enough to be his wife. Yeah, you may look good, he may want to sleep with you, but that's as far as it's gonna go. And to be honest with you, if you're a man or a woman of Yah, you shouldn't even want anyone to sleep with him because there's a spirit that's going to come on you. So we have to talk about this stuff here, man, because people just go out here and just screw in and then screw any old thing, and then you wonder why you're crazy. You're screwing all these spirits, and some of these people are not even real. They're not even real human. Some of these women are not even human. Some of these men are not even human. Yeah, girl. Yeah, he screwed me to. I was screaming for my life. I bet you did. He wasn't human. Damn, bro, man, shit. Shorty put it all on me, man. She rolled this ding-a-ling like she was rolling the bus. I bet she did, cause you're not human. You got to be careful who you sleep with, man. You gotta be very careful nowadays, man. See, back then with the free love and the 80s, and I'm gonna say early 90s. Yes, people were just out there. They were just out there screwing anything. Yes, that was a problem back then too. But we'll move on. But they were just sleeping and they were just screwing just for the hell of it. But you gotta be careful nowadays, man. Satan is putting sex in your face. Satan is putting sex in your face, and you buying it. You buying into it. So we have to talk about this, man. We can't keep on beating around the bush. We gotta keep talking. We gotta talk about this stuff, dog. Cause if we don't talk about these things, I'm telling you. When y'all comes, he gonna ask me, hey man, what did you do? Did you tell what I asked you to tell him? No, you gonna get this. So I don't give a damn. You get offended. I don't give a damn. You a woman and you say, hey, I don't agree with that. Well, I don't give a damn what you agree with or don't agree with. We have to go into the scriptures. This is why we go to the scriptures, man. This is why we go to Proverbs 27:28. She'll take you for all you got. She's worth the pack of thieves. See, women don't want to hear that because America and the UK and Australia and Canada, they kiss their ass. Oh, you're a woman. Yes, you're the most beautiful thing in the whole wide world. Women are beautiful creatures, yes. But we're not going to kiss your ass here. That's one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to kiss your ass. Absolutely not. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it real here. You better get your slate clean. You better get your slate clean. You better stop sleeping with every damn body of women. And then here's my thing. Then you have three or four babies. Knowing this nigga ain't shit. You have three or four babies with this nigga. And then he leaves you. Now all of a sudden, you want the good man now. Baby girl, your spirit is off. You haven't repented. You haven't said, "Yeah, I apologize for my looseness. Yeah, I apologize for hurting that man and taking advantage of that man." You haven't apologized for none of that. But you want a man to come into your life and take care of your little bastard. Come on. We're going to talk. There ain't no real man going to take care of a little motherfucker. And I don't mean to disrespect the children. They didn't have to be here, but we have to be real. Do you? Okay. That is like women. We'll do the shit in reverse. If a man has five or six kids with a woman, and the bitch went nowhere near shit, and he had ended up taking care of all of them, are you going to come in and be mama to five or six children that you didn't give birth to? Hell no, you wouldn't do no shit like that. So why would a man do it? Why would a man go take care of your little munchies and little bastards that you made with a fuck nigga? You know he was a fuck nigga, but he had swag though. He got, oh girl, he got so much swag. Look at him. Ooh, he got so much swag. He talked to me in kind of way, and he put me in my place. But then when he's done with you and he dumps your stupid ass, and then here I come, you want me to adopt your children? Man, you lost your fucking mind. What's that dude on YouTube? Him and his old lady, they just got into it over him adopting her kid. I wouldn't adopt her kids. Hell no. You knew who you made your babies with. Now, there's nothing wrong with me looking out and taking care of them now from time to time, but they're not mine. They're not my children. I have to decide if I really want to be a father to those children. I have to decide that. That's a decision me, myself, I have to make. You try to force that man to take care of your kids, and you knew you were screwing that. You know you were screwing that man. You know you were screwing that man. You know that man wasn't going to take care of your kid. You know that man was not going to look out for you. You know that man was not going to do right. But you want that man to take care of your another man take care of that man's kid? Hell no. Ask that nigga to go do it. He had a good time in your prime years. He got in your tight pussy. He nutted all up in it. See, I know, oh, you so graphic, and you supposed to be, because it's called rude language. It's not cussing. Cussing is saying, speaking in tongues. That's bullshit. That's cussing. This is rude language. And sometimes you need rude language, especially with our people. You need rude language. You don't need to say, hey, sister, you don't need to do that. Oh, he's so lame. Look at him. He's only talking about I shouldn't do it. Man, get that. Look at this little get this goofy ass nigga away from me. But if you tell her, man, you know you screwing that nigga, man. You gave your good pussy away to a fuck nigga. See, first of all, no, bitch. You knew you were screwing that nigga. You were screwing him because you like his swag. But guess what? As soon as he got rid of you, soon he released in you. And you have three or four babies and you were no more good to him, he left you. And now all of a sudden, now you want somebody that is good, and you want a good man that he's spiritual with Yah. He has a good job. He has a good head on his shoulder. Now you want him to adopt your children? Hell to no. Fuck no. But black men, I'm a say this. You gotta be so stop being so damn weak to coochie. I said this a couple of episodes ago. The black man is the weakest to come to coochie, man. You gotta stop that shit, man. You gotta stop that. There should not be no way that as a man, you're supposed to be a leader and you that damn weak to coochie, man. See, we real here, man. We keep it real. I'm not gonna sit up here and kiss your ass because it makes me feel good. Please. I'm not no pastor. I'm not no pastor. And that's real. I'm not gonna ask you for no damn offering. I'm not asking for no offering. We try to free souls here, man. We're not trying to be popular and have the number one channel here and please subscribe and like and subscribe this channel and so we can get the message out there. And whoever has an ear, let them what? Hear. A whore is a bottomless pit. She'll get you into deep trouble. Damn. The Most High speaks on this. A loose woman can get you in deep trouble fast. She'll take you for all you got. She's worse than a pack of thieves. Think about that for a moment. You got a pack of thieves that go and rob a bank. The Most High said a loose woman is worse than them. Man, oh man, oh man. Anyway, I just love it, man. I just love when Yah speaks to me, man. I love when he speaks to us because he's truly just speaking. Okay? And this is why a lot of you women are not getting married, because you are a whore and you have a bottomless pit. The Most High is not going to send a good man to you. And let's say, for instance, you fool him and you made him believe that you're a good woman. Well, guess what? That marriage is not going to last. Because guess what? If you still have that spirit in you, it's going to come on out. So you can sit up there and say, well, shoot, I'm going to be honest with you. Shoot, I was screwing, man. I still got married. Oh, yeah. Are you divorced now? Yeah, but I was married with. Stop. A successful marriage is to death do us part. That's a successful marriage. Till death do us part. Death a successful marriage. Not no, I stayed with him for 10 years. That's not a successful marriage. That was a failure. You failed after 10 years of marriage. Because guess what? You was a whore. That spirit, you didn't repent from that whore spirit. And it came out. And it revealed itself in your marriage. And now you're no longer married. So don't give me that bullshit talking about, well, I was married with him for 10 years. So fucking what? It don't matter a hill of beans if you're still not with that man. Anyway, we're going to, before I go, I'm working on some other things. I'm going to be on speaker. I'm going to be on speaker as well. And I'll be on Twitch. I will give you some more information as I continue to work on my network. We want to grow a network, and we want to have a network where we can reach across all platforms and to have this message. Again, whoever have an ear, let them hear. I don't give a damn. It's 15 people that here heard it, and they took it to heart, and they ran with it. Then I did my job. Y'all going to come to me and say, you know what? You didn't reach a million people like the pastor, but you know what? You reached 15 people that come close to me. Here's your reward. That's what I want to hear him say. Well done, my faithful servant. A lot of you guys don't want to hear that. You want that bag. You want the arrogance and notoriety. And unfortunately, you can't have that. Yah is going to give you favor. He's going to make sure you have food to eat, clothes on your back, and shoes on your feet. Satan's gonna give you blessing. He's gonna give you all the men you want, all the women you want, all the sisters you want, all the dice you want. He'll give you the big bag. He's gonna give you all that. Because there's no light in you. You don't have Yah in you. But when you have Yah in you, when you have Yahweh, the Most High, with you, and you have that spirit about you, man, that wants to do better, that wants to do right, then guess what? Yah is gonna make sure you may not have $1 million in your bank account. You may not have everything that you want. You may not have the latest shoes. You may not have the latest this. You may not have the latest that. But guess what? You got food to eat. You got clothes on your back. You got shoes on your feet. You got a roof on top of your head. You got clean water to drink. Yah is going to give you everything that you need. And that's the problem with society. Everybody wants what they want and not what they need. We're going to close out with some music. Thank you very much. And again, I will reach out to everybody once I have my Twitch and my speaker app up and running, and talk to you later, because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Back to one.